authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hiranyakashipu had four wonderful, well-qualified sons, of whom the one named Prahlad was the best. Indeed, Prahlad was a reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Because he was an unalloyed devotee of the Personality of Godhead. Purport. Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunai tatra samasate suraha. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. Bhagavatam 5:18-12. Prahlad Maharaj is praised herein for having all good qualities because of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a pure devotee who has no motives has all good qualities, material and spiritual. If one is spiritually advanced, being a staunch, liberal devotee of the Lord, all good qualities are manifest in his body. On the other hand, harava bhakta shakuto mahad guna. If one is not a devotee, even if he has some materially good qualities, they have no value. This is the verdict of the Vedas. End of the purport. Tasya daitya pate putra shatvaraha paramadhutaha prarhado abhut mahansteisham gunair mahat upasakaha. Hiranyakashipu had four wonderful, well-qualified sons, of whom the one named Prahlad was the best. Indeed, Prahlad was a reservoir of all qualities, transcendental qualities, because he was an unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Prahlad Maharaj ki. We're just now talking about Prahlad. No, we're talking about Dhruva Maharaj in Radha Desh. Lakshmi Mataji also was there. This is Prahlad. These two devotees, and there are so many of them. But these two devotees are quite a famous, popular. And while we were just children, we just went to the school, and one of the first stories we heard, you also? Here's another one. And you, in Bengal, you heard of Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj?
My father used to tell me.
Yes, see. And you? And your mother? Your baby that time? No. Spiritual baby. Yeah, so just as children, our children, we used to get to hear about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. They were also children. One time there are children. They're famous as children devotees. Even as a child, they were great, great devotees. And then you tell stories to children then. The children's stories are stories about child. Children devotees are told. And then you get to hear about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. And that, so those stories we never ever forget. And those stories make a deep impression upon all the children, those who hear the stories of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, and because there are so many other Maharajas' stories. Tasya daityapate putras chatvaraha paramadbhutaha. He had four sons, daityapatehe. Daityapati, the boss of all the daityas, the master, the husband of all the daityas, that is Hiranyakashipu. Putraha, he had sons, how many? Chatvaraha, four. And they were all parama adhutaha. Their qualities, wonderful qualities they possessed. Prahlad, however, Prahlad abhut, Prahlad was Mahan Stesham. Of all the four sons, the Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, son named Prahlad, was the best. Prabhupada's translating, the best. Mahan Stesham. And why was he the best? What made him the best son? And the reason is gunai mahadupasakaha. Gunai. He was great because of his qualities. He was full of gunai. So many qualities. He was equipped with many, many qualities. 26 qualities of Vaishnavas. And he possessed. And now the reason. Mahadupasaka. Reason why he had all the good qualities and he was best amongst the sons and everyone, in fact, all the population of the demons there, is Daityapati Hiranyakashipu, was Daityaraj, the king of all the Daityas. So, the sons of Daityas also were Daityas, but here was exception. Prahlad Maharaj was the exception. He had all the good qualities, and the reason was Mahad Upasakaha. He was a worshipper, Upasakaha, Upasana. He had done lots of Upasana, Upasak, worshipper. He was. Whose worshipper he was? Mahadupasakaha. He was worshipper also of someone, the best, the supreme personality of Godhead. Being an unalloyed devotee of the supreme personality of Godhead. The style of Srila Prabhupada's translation. It doesn't say, it says only Mahadupasakaha. But he knows who that Mahat is. You could have just said great or this, something like a general. But then, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was a devotee of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. That Supreme Lord who makes the claim that no one is superior to me, no one is equal to me. that supreme Govinda Madi Purusham, or that Narasimha, also his supreme personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavati Narasimhaya. Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee of Narasimhadev, not just on this planet, as we see in the manifest Leela of Narasimha, but this whole big Varsha. There are 9 Varshas. Bharat Varsha is one of them. And Narayan is worshipped in this Bharat Varsha by Narad Muni at Badrikashram. So like that, in each Varsha, there is one Supreme Personality of Godhead and there is one worshipper of their Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a Varsha where Ram is worshipped by Hanuman, like that. And there's another Varsha where Narasimha Mahad, the greatest of all, he is worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj. And as he worships the greatest qualities of that great personality, supreme personality of God, it immediately manifests in the personality of the worshipper. And in the purport, Prabhupada, quoting the verse to exemplify this, yashasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunai tatra samasate sura. Yashasti bhaktir bhagavati, one who is rendering service, yashasti bhakti, bhakti, one who is performing devotional service unto Bhagavati, that is again Supreme Personality of Godhead, yasya, who, person who has bhakti, yasya asti, there is, he has bhakti, devotional service unto Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens? Tatra, in that person, one who is worshipping the Lord, he is worshipping first of all Supreme Lord with bhakti. He's not worshipping some other's inferior lord or god or demigod with some inferior process of this yoga or that yoga, karma khand or jnana khand or other khandas and yogas. But one who is worshipping yashasti bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has a bhakti, he is performing the topmost yoga, bhakti yoga, and the outcome is sarvai gunai. That person, that worshipper would be equipped with all the good qualities. Where are those good qualities coming from? Coming from his Lord, the object of his worship. He is reservoir of everything, including all the qualities, aham sarvasya prabhavaha. All the qualities of the Lord, well, in minute quantity, we have to add that, are also then manifest in the personality who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to complete that statement, harava bhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha, harava bhaktasya, o bhaktasya. There's talk of bhakta, we just talked about bhakta. Bhakta worshipper, worshipping Bhagavan with bhakti. Bhakta is worshipping Bhagavan, worshipping with bhakti. Then he has all the good qualities. But if harao obhaktasya, obhakta, person who is not a bhakta, obhakta. What kind of person is? Abhakta, not bhakta, abhakta, abhaktasya, kutaha, where from will come, kutaha mahat gunaha. The good qualities, where would the good qualities come from? A person is not a devotee of the Lord. Harava abhaktasya, kutaha. Where will he get his good qualities? He will not have good qualities. He will have all the other qualities, the bad qualities. Qualities of this world. He will have the qualities of this world. He will have qualities of tama, coming from tama, raja, sattva, and like that. As we were reading in Radha Desha, I was reminded of the discussions that we had there. Maitreya talking to, who is he talking, Maitreya? Vidur talking in Haridwar. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home for the forest. That's the chapter. In the very beginning, before the qualities of Dhruva Maharaj described, and all the bad qualities of non-devotees have been described. And one may wonder, where are all these bad qualities coming from? You study Bhagavatam and we realize these bad qualities, well, were created by Brahma. You want to hear some sample bad qualities? This is the beginning of creation, and the contrast. Before he describes Dhruva Maharaj and his qualities, his determination and his austerities, and then his purification, and him achieving his Lord just within 6 months. How much time? He realized God in 6 months. So we'll give you 6 years. Okay, so that kind of determination he had. So, and those kind of qualities Dhruva Maharaj, he possessed. So prior to that, anyway, quickly. So Brahma, it's the beginning of creation, and he creates Mrsya, the falsehood, false city, was created by Brahma, beginning of creation. This is nobody's creation. This is not American creation. This is a creation of Brahma, he's called it. And Mrsya, and the Adharma also was created. Irreligion was created by Brahma. And they got married. The falsity and irreligion, they got married. And produced two nice children. Two children. Samabhavat lobho. And the greed was produced. Greed was one child. And cunning. Being cunning. You know some people, cunning people? Some people around like that? Not in America? No. But I came from a different country, or the Satyayuga. And then from his greed and cunning, they got united. And they produced children too. You want to hear their names? They created Durukti Kali, the harsh speech. Harsh speech that is very, not very sweet to it. Durukti. Ukti means speech or saying. Ukti. And there's Durukti. Bad talk. And the Kali was born also. Kali and the harsh talk goes together. And this was created long, long time ago. Kali got into business very recently, but he was around for some time. And then this harsh speech and Kali, they get together and just see what is taking birth. The result is Mrityu and Bhiti, death and fear. Harsh speech, the bad talk, and prior to that all cunning and the greed and falsity. Those are the descendants of this family. The Mrityu is a cause, the result, effect, and Bhiti, the fear. And from Mrityu and Bhiti, that is death and fear, gives birth again to two offsprings, and they are Yatana and Niraya, excessive pain and hell. Very well. Not good news. So that's the creation. So all these bad qualities were created in the very beginning of the creation. So one who doesn't become devotee, yashyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana tatra samasate sura tatra vartatra. Sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura. The good qualities are around for all the time, in fact. And bad qualities are around for equal amount of time. Of course, to begin with, as one comes into this existence, it takes on all the bad qualities as one associates with the bad qualities, associates with basically three gunas, associates with mode of ignorance and all the ignorance and all the bad qualities associated with the tamagun one develops. There's a whole chapter, that 14th chapter, three modes of material nature. 14th chapter. Those who associate are governed by passion, all the bad qualities, all the passion. The passionate food, passionate clothing, passion, place full of passion and fashion. And like that, everything they do is full of passion. Very, very active, full of greed and activities associated with mode of passion, the rat race is associated. As rats have no time, could you ever stop rat and shake hands with the rat? Mr. Rat, as Srila Prabhupada, just to take a look, first look at America, is he from the Boston Pier? He, the Captain Pandya Prabhupada, entered Boston and he was there just for a little while and he was seeing how fast people are moving this way and that way. No one was ready to stop. They're moving. So that's a passion and the goodness, good food and good clothes, clean places and some honesty and all those good but still material qualities associated with the goodness person takes on. But there's quite a variety. There are not people have only three qualities. But each person has different qualities. And this is because of the different permutations and combinations. Little goodness and a little more passion and few drops of ignorance as one person. So three modes of material nature, there's a big rivalry, they're fighting and try to get dominate, and the goodness is at the top for a while and then ignorance comes at the top pushing other two gunas down, and the third one comes at the top pushing other two down, and so like that. 3 plus 3, there's multiplied by 3, 9, and 81, and like that it goes on, taking on so many qualities. Guna, 3 guna. Guna means quality. Guna also meaning ropes. Guna means qualities. So qualities associated with these three modes of material nature. Then some other one kind of transcends the three modes of material nature. And he begins worshipper, but he begins worshipping Brahman and then tries to take qualities of Brahman. Aham Brahmosmi, I am Brahman. Soham Hare, Soham Hare, Soham, Soham Hare Hare. You heard of that? Some people chant that mantra. There's ashram in Vrindavan called Soham Ashram. Soham, Soham. So, him, aham. Him, that's me. There's no difference between him and me. So, aham, Soham. Tat famasi, tat that, aham asi, I am that. And then one takes on, trying to take on qualities of Brahman. But living entity trying to take quality of a Brahman, taking a position of Brahman, that is certainly a false. It's not a reality. And result is patanti adaha. You fall down again. You can't be that. You are not that. Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Or just now, little story. We're in Guruvayur in Kerala, place not far from Kaladi, birthplace of Shankaracharya. We were there 2 weeks ago. On the banks of River Purna, there's a hometown of Shankaracharya. He was born there. We saw samadhi of Shankaracharya's mother. The news is that she went to Vaikunth. She was the only person associated with Shankaracharya. Goes to Vaikunth, there is samadhi of. He seems a little partial. Everyone, he sends everyone to Brahman, merging into Brahman. He sends his mother to Vaikunth. There's samadhi of his mother there. So, one time Shankaracharya, with his Aham Brahmasmi spirit, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. And he had mystic powers. Is none other than Shankar. Shankar has appeared as Shankaracharya and now he's flying high. One time he was literally flying in the sky. And he was flying just above Guru Vayur. Guru and Vayu. Guru and Vayu. They installed the deity of Krishna. Very beautiful. Deity of Krishna. Worshipped in... The name of the deity is good. The deity is named after Guru and Vayu. Guru Vayu, this Brihaspati and Vayu, the demigod in charge of Vayu Devata and the Brihaspati. Together they installed the deity, and the deity was named after Guru and Vayu, Guru Vayu. It's Krishna deity. So there was lots of chanting of the glories, the mantras, festivities were going on Guru Vayu as Shankaracharya was flying high up. About the town of Guru Vayur and the temple of Guru Vayur. But he was not very appreciative because of his impersonalistic tendencies. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Who is to be? If I am Brahman, who do I worship? Who do I glorify? I glorify myself only. There's no one else. There's no one else. It's just me around. To be and to me, just me around. There's no one around. Who is to be glorified? There are not two, there's one. So as these devotees in Guru Vayur, they were glorifying the Lord, Shankaracharya was not very happy. He was a bit offensive also in his thoughts. And the result was, what was the result? He lost all those powers. And he was dropped right in the courtyard of Guru Vayur. When he kind of woke up from the shock, he saw in the front, Didi, Guru Vayur was right in the front. And he realized the blunder, the thoughts, the offensive thoughts against the devotees and the Lord, Guru Vayur. So he was repentant. And Shankaracharya, he crawled from that, wherever he was dropped, from there to all the way to the deity's lotus feet, touching the lotus feet and begging for forgiveness. And he worshipped that deity. He set some standards for higher standards for worshipping Guru Vayur. those standards set by Shankaracharya some 1200 years ago are followed to this day very strictly. The deity worship there is very, very gorgeous. Very, this deity, I think in Mayapur we take the deity and Radha Madhava on procession around Mayapur. They do that in Guruvayur, or we learned, our devotees learned from Guruvayur. They have a hathi shala. You heard of goshala, right? You hear goshala, but they have a hathi shala. They have 50 elephants, which temple maintains. And every day, either 3 or some days 5 elephants come in the evening, and the deity is taken around in a procession. Hundreds and if not thousands of devotees every evening are there to see the deities going around in a procession. The giant-sized elephants decorated. The first time I realized it, Gurukul children used to do in Mayapur, they stand in the back with a whisk and fan, and they do it very hard. So 3 of them in Guruvayur, three elephants, and deities, of course, and one in the middle, they stand, and 3 go on the middle elephant, the deity, and the 2 elephants on either side. And it's very wonderful the way they do the procession. And as you have done that? How? Yeah, one holds umbrella. 3 of them. One holds umbrella, one holds the chamara, and one holds the peacock. And 3 of them do together. That's sweet. So that evening, as the procession was on, with mantras and the vadyas, the South Indian panchavadyas, 5 different kinds of instruments they were playing, and so many, the torches were lit, and everything was in full swing. And we were, ISKCON devotees were there. And they chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the mantra they chant as they take the deity of Guruvayur around. So we're also joining, we're also doing kirtan. And one, as the procession was on, one of our ISKCON devotee, Mataji, she was not even expected to be there. She was a foreigner from Kazakhstan. She threw flower in the direction of the deity. Deity on the back of the elephant. And that was it. Everything stopped. Elephant sat down, Pujari got down with the deity. Deity goes back to the altar. And it's a long, long break. Brahmin went home. He took his full bath. Chanted some further purificatory mantras. The deity also some more procedures were And then maybe they get an hour and a half or something. Every elephants are waiting. The torches were lit. There were thousands of people just sitting around waiting. What next? Is it going to happen again? No announcement was made. What is going on? And then again, the procession resumed, continued. Pretty strict, right? No big deals, you know. She just tossed one flower. We throw lots of flowers. When Radha Mother was worshipped or installed or deities gone procession. So they had some other different rules. When deity goes around in procession, lots of awe and reverence also maintain chanting of the mantras and chant Hare Krishna, you follow. So three modes of material nature, 1, 2, 3, and then is Brahman. One tries to take on those qualities of Brahman, but that doesn't work. And one develops all the good qualities. How do you decide what is a good quality, what is bad quality? Quality of the Lord is a good quality. Quality that Lord has, that is a good quality. That's the standard. Lord sets the standard. His qualities are the best qualities, and his qualities are also there in the devotee of Krishna. And as he worships Krishna, mahadupasakaha, then all the good qualities, all the qualities of Krishna manifest in devotee of Krishna. And of course, as if they flow in the direction of that devotee. In fact, the living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Mama Amsha. The Ansha. Ansha and Anshi. Anshi is the Lord. Ansha is a part and parcel of the Lord. That's living entity. The Anshis, the full, complete Lord, his qualities are also in the Ansha, the person, parcels. But as living entity enters this world, immediately all bad qualities take him over. And as he again worships the Lord, then bad qualities leave him. And he has good qualities. They do not come from outside source. He is full of those good qualities. He just covered over by those bad qualities. Says he worships. Samatitaitan. Sagunan, Samatitaitan. Yes, Sagunan. So that person. Who is that person? How is the beginning? No, not that. Not Brahmabhuta. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Prabhupada will recite this verse all the time. So anyone who worships the Lord avyabhicharena, unalloyed devotional service, then that person, etan gunan samatitya, he transcends all those bad qualities, or it transcends the ignorance, passion, and goodness on Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, and he takes on the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj, his upasak, mentioned upasak of Mahad Upasakaha. And Mahad is not only the Lord Narasimha, but he also was worshipper of Narad Muni. Worshipping Vani of Narad Muni while he was just in the womb, he had a great good fortune of hearing about the Lord, and he was attracted to the Lord, and he starts serving that Lord and talking and glorifying that Lord. As a result, he becomes already full of good qualities just by coming in contact with Narad Muni. So he comes in contact with Narad Muni first, and that contact brings him in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimha. So this Mahat is Narad Muni as well as Narasimha. They are both great, and he has served. Jahara nikate gela pape dure jai. As one goes closer to the great devotees of the Lord, immediately all the three modes of material nature and activities and sinful activities, the pap associated with that, goes away. As one goes closer to the devotee of the Lord, all the ideas of the sinful activities, they stay behind, they stay away. And as he gets closer and closer, he becomes further purified, and he gets the process of the Vishwartha, and he worships the Lord, and he realizes the Lord, and then he's full of good qualities. We also had good fortune of meeting with Srila Prabhupada, all of us, either Prabhupada personally or meeting Prabhupada in his vani. So that is one mahat, and Prabhupada has given us Krishna, given us Radha Shyam Sundar, given us Krishna Balaram Ghi. Is he coming? Once a year I... Oh, they are here. He's here. Very near, here. Just now coming. This year, he'll come here. So, so we also have Prabhupada and the Lord, and by worshipping Prabhupada and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Radha Shyam Sundar, we also, it is guaranteed, would develop all the good qualities. And it is, this is not something that is future, but we see devotees with all the good qualities all around the planet, everywhere. We were in London. There were devotees of Krishna with good qualities, friendly and what? Pure and honest and compassionate, only doing patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. And in Holland we met devotees, in Belgium we met devotees, and devotees are here. And we hear now there are devotees in 160 countries by now. Last Janmashtami was celebrated in 160 countries. Haribol. So wherever, because good person or person with good qualities, that means he has to be worshipper of the Lord. Worshipper of the Lord, he has all the good qualities. Not worshipper of the Lord, all the bad qualities. We have one, he still has to fight. One of our devotees is in Iraq. I just heard from Ishwambar yesterday. At least one. He was in America just recently. It's an army he sent there. And he worships Shaligram, Sheila there. He has gun in one hand and Japamala in another. He was talking how the color of his bead bag is same as the color of his clothes, so that enemy would not detect him. And he offers his food to his Shaligram Sheila, and he's quite known amongst, he's a leader. He's what? He has a battalion or platoon, and he's a leader of, and he's quite respected amongst. But they think he's worshipping stones. worshipper of the stones. He's worshipping his Shaligram Sheila. So one of his colleagues one time brought some dry fruits. Oh, this is, you offer my dry fruits to your Lord. And after some time that person had a bullets in his body, and he was leaving his body, and his leader rushed to him, and this person who had given just some dried fruits to this stone and this Shaligram Sheila. So that person was in the lap of his leader, devotee. And what was the last thing he said? I'm going back to God. This person leaving body is, yes, also another American army man. I'm going to your God. I'm going to God now. So devotees, when under those circumstances, are he's strictly vegetarian in Iraq. He's maintaining his diet and his sadhana and chanting. So that's just but one example. We have Bhakta Deepak from, he's at Miami, the campus, trying to put, like a Prabhupada struggled in early days, he's struggling at the campus to preach and get some persons to chant and take Krishna Prasad. He has managed to get 4 or 5 students to stay with him, and they cook every day and offer food to the deities, etc., etc. He's trying. And hundreds and thousands of persons, devotees of Krishna by now on this planet, And we need more and more of those good persons on the planet. And it is very bad days are here. Nothing is working out. And because of the bad qualities, the planet is getting fired up. Planet is warming up. You heard of the warming up. And it's going to be unlivable. The ice is melting. And the oceans are going to be rising. And lots of, because of bad qualities, bad habits, and bad food, and bad, everything bad, health is going bad. I just heard every minute in America, 2 persons get heart attack. Every minute. One dies, of the two, one dies, one lives for a little longer. Bad health, bad mind, bad relations, divorces, and nothing seems to be working. So Prabhupada, it was some 30 years ago, last lecture series Prabhupada delivered, is that the modern civilization is total failure. Actually, in fact, that was a theme of his lecture talks. Modern civilization is total failure. And only alternative is Krishna consciousness. And this was a theme of his. Day after day after day, he was not even physically strong enough to get up, climb up the steps and get on to the Vyasasan. We would lift him, put him into the in the throne on the Vyasasan, and then Prabhupada would speak. Roaring like a lion, scaring those. But even, to me also, maybe to some extent, 30 years ago, his message was not as clear. What is he talking? What even failure? Everything is failure. So that pride that the scientists have, lots of other peoples had, and hopes they had about what science and technology would, the goods which would be delivered, and everything is going to be. So that dream is now getting smashed, and more people are realizing. And so this is a future. I lately had been thinking, and how is this whole thing is going to be turning around, and how would more people, how every town, every village is going to go for practicing Krishna consciousness, chanting of Hare Krishna. So things are not working out. Yes or no? What do you say? Or is it Ambarish? Speak the truth. He's doing this. He's out there. We are just around the church only, but he's out there. He knows. No winners. Just no winners. Only party that would be winning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party, the Hare Krishna party. And that would not be a defeat for anybody, victory for everybody. The Hare Krishnas are not here to defeat somebody. We won. And you, are you down? We won. Our thumbs up, your thumbs down for you. The victory for everybody is Krishna consciousness is the only way. It's the only way. There is no other way. There is no other way. These are foundational days. This is kind of first batch, second generation. So let's keep worshipping Prabhupada, his message, his books, his deities, Radha Shyam Sundar, his prasad, and more people with better and better qualities. Life would get better, the world would get better, and that's the future of this world. Okay, it's getting late. Any comments? Any more comments, questions? Yeah.
You raised one nice question about what is good qualities, and then you mentioned that those qualities that Krishna has are good qualities. We see that Krishna also is Makanchor, though, and as Nrisingadev, we're reading now, Nrisingadev's pastime, he's manifested like unlimited anger. So maybe you could elaborate a little bit on what is good qualities.
Well, I heard those ladies in Vrindavan, they would get up early morning. I would be the first one to get up. I want to be the first one to get up. What for? So that I could churn the butter. So that Krishna... What if Krishna comes to my home and the butter is not ready? That thief may be disappointed. So I better have butter ready, so that he could steal my butter. This was within heart of their hearts, they were thinking like this. This thief is welcomed. So it's a different kind of thief here. A good thief. Good thief. He's a welcome thief. So that's not a bad thing. Krishna stealing the butter of everything is his. Yeah, but the devotees of Krishna, lostavat paradravyeshu Matravat paradareshu Atmavat sarvabhuteshu ya pashyati sa panditaha. Lost of all this thing is, it's not mine. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to pick it up. I'm not going to pocket it. It's not mine. So, you can see that's a quality of a devotee. Pandit, learned, knowledgeable devotee of Krishna. You will not touch, or this is not mine, or this is something extra, I will not take, I have enough. Ishavasham idam sarvam yat kincham jagatyam tena tyaktena bhunjita magrada kashasvidhanam. I will take only my quota. The greed was mentioned as a bad quality, right? Brahma created greed. But devotees are not greedy. They just deal with the need. I just need this much, and I'll just take that much. Oh, this is additional. Bhungte bhojayate chaiva. I will cook and feed others. This is additional, this is extra. Preeti lakshanam. I will exhibit some preeti, loving dealings. I have something extra. I'll share this with others, with my neighbors, my friends, with others. So that's a devotee. of Krishna with all the good qualities. So while Krishna is butter thief, but he's not a thief, we said. But devotees of Krishna, they don't grab others' property. They are happy with what is with them. And then, well, Narasimha, well, just being non-violent is not a, maybe necessary sometimes to be violent, to kill on behalf of the Lord. The goal is dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The goal is to establish Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious rule, or Krishna conscious devotees, Krishna conscious saintly kings rule is to be established by fighting and killing. So, again, not unnecessary killing, but killing for Krishna, trying to subdue the bad. Of the good and bad that exist, that we kind of briefly talked, or that's the topic of today's. So to establish the truth, uphold the truth, and to subdue the bad that is in the world, or bad qualities, that may be bad person. The killing is also Hanuman kills, and Arjuna is a killer. So the Lord is killing and devotees are killing, if it comes to that. But the purpose is get rid of the bad and establish the good, the best. There's a discrimination, good from bad. So to establish good, establish the best, Krishna consciousness. Even sometimes fighting is there. That satisfies. Yeah. Here, okay, here's a...
1929, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar published a book called Chaitanya Shikshastaka. In the Sanmodini Bhashya of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this verse, Jashasti Bhakti Bhagavate Akinchana, is explained, and it says that Lord Krishna spoke 28 quality to Uddhava in 11th canto, and Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami took that 28 and pressed it into 26. But one is intrinsic, one is require and must. The rest will come automatically, it should not artificially endeavor. One is Krishna Smarana. One should chant Hare Krishna and remember Krishna. That's all required. Everything else automatically will come. And this is the example he given by Prahlad Maharaj's own life. He was always thinking of Krishna and remembering.
Yeah, he's a devotee who is known for his remembrance, smaran bhakti. Okay, thank you for that comment. Thank you, Haribol.